We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Glad you're here. Bill Michaels Show's on the air, and we are sitting here today in the studios where we're warm, but we know the rest of you, it's got some snowy bleck outside. It's going to start crossing the state. I understand it. I get it. We had a little taste of it, and now all of a sudden we're back to ground zero, so hopefully it turns back in our favor rather soon. But today, at least, we try to take a little bit of the pressure off of you. Just enjoy yourself. So we're going to talk a little Bucks basketball. Bucks take on the Oklahoma City Thunder coming up tonight down at the Fiserv Forum. And then the Bucks try to find out who their first round opponent is going to be. Now, Matt Velasquez just put this out, excuse me, on Twitter. Bucks play the Magic if the Nets win, the Magic lose, and the Pistons win. The Bucks play the Pistons if, now get this, this is the scenario. The Bucks play the Pistons if the Nets lose, the Magic lose, and the Pistons win. If the Nets lose, the Magic win, and the Pistons win. Or if the Nets win, the Magic win, and the Pistons win. The bottom line is, if the Pistons win, they play the Pistons. Okay? Follow me so far. All right? If the Bucks play the Hornets, it would be if the Pistons lose, and then the Hornets win. So those are three different scenarios. Really, if you want to look at it, it's five different scenarios, depending on what team you want to see. But the Magic, the Pistons, or the Hornets, because that's what it's down to, is Miami Heat were eliminated last night, officially from postseason play. But that's where we stand right now when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. So the Bucks getting ready to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder coming up tonight. I can't imagine for the life of me. Now, if you've got tickets to this game, kudos to you. Okay? Kudos to you. But I can't imagine for the life of me that tonight you are going to see very many, if any, of the starters. I can't imagine it. I think tonight is going to be the depth chart night for these teams.
Well, Giannis and Brook Lopez have both been ruled out for
this
game.
They're out. Done.
And believe it or not, Brook Lopez has played in every single game this season, so he will not do the full 82. Also, Pat Connaughton, he is questionable tonight with a left ankle sprain.
Yep.
And then, of course, Brogdon, DiVincenzo, Paul Gasol, Mirotic, and Tony Snell, they are all out as well.
So, last night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, which we had a blast, okay? We had a blast last night. Dante DiVincenzo came on the program, and I know he's probably listening, but our buddy Ebo out there in Madison, when Dante DiVincenzo sat down, I've met him a couple times, but he came in last night with a ball cap on. He was wearing Vans shoes last night. Comes in with a Vans cap on and sits down, and I swear to God, if you looked at him real quick, you'd swear that was Ebo. Either Ebo looks like him or he looks like Ebo, but somebody out in Madison, grab a picture of Ebo real quick. And put that side by side with Dante DiVincenzo. Now, if I'm Ebo, I'm walking into the arena with a hat on and just kind of a little bit of a limp and looking down. People are going to think it's him. He's going to get in for free. But the Ebo and Joe show, the Joe and Ebo show out there in Madison, for those that know, he looks just dead on Ebo. He reminds me of Ebo. I don't know why, he just does. Now, Joe, you kind of said the same thing. You can see it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a spitting image.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a doppelganger out there, man. Holy mackerel. So, Ebo, if you're listening, man, you've got it. All you got to do is go down to the Fiserv Forum, and you may end up collecting one of those checks. Just thought I'd mention it to you. But he had a good time with Dante DiVincenzo last night. We're going to hear from him coming up here shortly. 855-830-8648. So tonight, no Giannis, no Brook Lopez. You got a whole list of guys that are banged up. There's you pay to see a game. And I'm sure at the beginning of the season, when you thought this, you thought, man, I'm going to buy tickets for this one because this is going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be the Bucks, it's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder and Westbrook, and oh, I'm going to see the matchup. And tonight, you're not going to see that matchup. So if you know, I always say, buy the game. Don't buy the matchups. Don't buy the players. Just buy the game. Now, if it's middle of the season, there's not much you can do. You know, you're going to get probably your good matchups. But towards the end of the season, nah, baby, nah. Not going to see the same. Just ain't going to happen. So if you're going to the game tonight, kudos to you. This might be one of those nights where if you're a corporate entity and you have season tickets, you're probably giving them away. Give them to somebody that hasn't gone. You know, just tell them to go down, take it easy, enjoy yourself, that type of thing. 855-830-8648. Not mad about it. Dick writes, hey, guys, love listening to the program. I'm going to the game tonight, but I know I'm not going to see any of the real stars this evening. That's okay because I'm seeing this Bucks team in the last game of the regular season. If they can get the win, it would put them at 61 wins, and I'm there for that. I'm down with it. I can't believe they won 60 games, and they are the number one team in the NFL. I'm so excited for Bucks basketball. Bring on the postseason. I've said all along, just enjoy it. They're doing something you haven't seen. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy this ride right now. They're going to get out of the first round of the postseason. But just enjoy the ride right now. It's a good ride they're on. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED. It's that kind of. It's the time of year that spring is usually in the air, not snow. But, you know, hey, if your thoughts are turning to love and the fancy and all that kind of stuff and you're not able to get it done, you need to call them. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. They've got a 98% success rate of treating guys with ED. And whether it's ED or maybe even low T, if you're slow, if you're moody, if you're sluggish, if you're the brain fog is going on, if you have low stamina, no energy, if you're over the age of 30, go in, get your numbers checked. You can get it checked out, and maybe they can help you in case, you know, maybe you need some help if your numbers are low. But you can't do anything unless you call. And again, the all-in-one weight loss program has worked. It's fantastic. But call them, 414-455-4451. They helped me out. I'm down over 50 and working on it again. Back at it. I just was in there the other day and said, hey, let's change it up. Let's do a few things different. They said, no problem. And they catered some stuff directly for me, and it's been great. Again, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Bucks coming out of tonight. They're going to be taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tonight's just get through it. Once we get into the postseason, once we find out the opponent, then it's no holds barred from there. However, let me ask you this, because we just gave you the scenario, okay? We just gave you the scenario for the Bucks and who they could be playing, all right? And the question then becomes, you know, when you look at the Bucks, the possibility for the first round opponents, okay? Does it matter? If let's just say they weren't even at full strength, Magic, Pistons, or Hornets. Any of those, okay? Magic, Pistons, or Hornets. Any of those. Do you fear any one of those teams? Seriously, do you fear any one of those teams? I don't. This is almost like just chalk it up. You're going to get a win. It could be hard fought. It could go six games. It could go seven games. Let's hope it doesn't. But do you fear any one of those teams? In all seriousness. Because I don't. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I don't fear any of them. You know? I think the Bucks are going to get out of the first round, and then they're going to advance, and that's when it's going to get real for many of the casual Bucks fans when they say, okay, here we go. You're going to see the bars that are going to be packed, all the pubs in the northern areas and the counties that are all west and northwest of Milwaukee. They're going to start filling up. Everybody's going to become a Bucks fan. Bucks gear is going to start flying off the shelf. Playoff gear is going to start flying off the shelf. That's when the casual fan that's been waiting for this, that has said, yeah, we have Giannis. Yeah, we have Budenholzer. Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, they brought in Saul for experience. Yeah, George Hill gives them some credibility. But now, you know, let me see Brogdon do it. Let me see Bledsoe shake off the ghost from last year. Once they do that, that's when the shock absorbers on the bandwagon begin to bust. 855-830-8648. When we come back, Dante DiVincenzo joined us last night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. You want to chime in? Chime in. You're going to hear from Dante DiVincenzo coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Are you feeling it? We're here on a Wednesday. You got Brewers taking on the Angels tonight. They're trying to get the Angels at least one game before they get out of town, before they get out of Anaheim to get into L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Salvage this series, at least. Pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and then take on the defending National League champions, the L.A. Dodgers. In the meantime, you've got the Bucks, who are the best record in the NBA. It's kind of like, don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Best record in the NBA. Off and running. One more game on the docket, and then the postseason begins, and then can you say electric excitement? And last night, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, we had a great time down at the Iron Horse, and I was saying last night, I love the Iron Horse Hotel. I don't know if you've ever been there in downtown Milwaukee. You have the grandeur and the quality that is the Pfister. The creme de la, the grand dame of hotels in Milwaukee. And then if you want contemporary, upscale, just wonderful accommodations, you go to the Iron Horse. Iron Horse is fantastic. Love that place. So we were there last night in Branded, which is the bar, which is in right down there in the lobby. And Dante DiVincenzo joined us, and myself, Steve Novak. We had a great time. And we talked to Dante DiVincenzo, first of all, about what went into his getting drafted.
Honestly, because I had a lot of workouts. I did 17 workouts. So I had, and I was testing still. So I had 20 days, and I had like some workouts where I went Atlanta, Brooklyn, and then Golden State, three workouts in 3 days. So I was flying all over the country and trying to get as much information, and they just said the way I was approaching every day, just defending and rebounding and being able to guard in multiple positions is what found them
interested. Did you know the Bucks were hot on you?
I did not until my pro day when Giannis came. Giannis came because his little brother is in our agency. So once I got to see him and we kind of chopped it up, and after that, I don't know whether he went back and said something, but they were intrigued right after that.
Also, DiVincenzo talked to, because he's obviously dealing with that foot injury, so he said, just, you know, let's explain the recovery here.
It's two injections in my heel. Just it helps speed up the process of those fibers in the tendon, that tissue, and it takes down the fluid, increases the blood flow in there. So it speeds up the process, but with that, I have to be out for I have to be shut down for a certain amount of time, and I can't run for a certain amount of time, and then it's kind of steps back. So it's not so painful during the game. It's afterwards.
Right.
It's after the game when you're sitting there and your feet are in the cold tub, and you're like, wow, this hurts.
Yeah.
And then it takes a certain amount of time for that pain to go away, but with this quick turnaround in the NBA, you can't go back-to-back with playing.
Also, he talks about with Steve Novak. We were talking about dunks and three pointers, and we were getting into all kinds of different discussions about, you know, what would you rather do and what is it like to dunk, because DiVincenzo's got some hops. Him and Pat Connaughton, he has some hops. So we were talking about that last night about what would you rather do? Would you rather get a dunk on somebody, or would you rather hit a big three?
Dante, because he can dunk and can shoot threes, so maybe you can speak to which one you prefer.
I think it depends on the situation in the game. Last second for game, taking a three. That would probably be cool. But if, like, and you're in the flow of the game in the second quarter or something like that, when you get contact with somebody and being able to and dunk on them, that feeling is indescribable.
I don't know that feeling. Joe, do you know that feeling as dunking on somebody? You know, I was able to dunk in high school. I think I've dunked three times in games in high school, and that was the extent of it.
I've never dunked in my life.
That was it.
I was a lousy athlete. I wouldn't even call myself an athlete. I was just lousy in every sport I played. I don't think that should shock anybody.
So it just, you know, he's like, look, dunking on people, especially people that are bigger than you, there's nothing like that. We talk more about the locker room. Still, you know, it's not talking about, you know, Eastern Conference Finals. This is just day to day.
The feeling inside the locker room, nobody's focused on how far we're going to go. Everybody's focused day by day, just getting better and keep playing the way we've been playing. If we keep getting better every day and approaching practice the way we approach it in training camp, then the sky's the limit for us.
And I believe that. You know, the old adage is you take care of today, tomorrow will come naturally, and that's kind of what they're living on right now. And we also asked him about how Coach Budenholzer not only has helped the team, but what he did for DiVincenzo as a rookie.
I mean, me personally, he's helped me a lot this year. Turns on the court, he's just pushing me, but he's also letting me grow through mistakes. He'll pull me out and talk to me, but then also we'll watch film sometimes. And during the injury, he sat me down, and we had a heart-to-heart. We talked about my long-term career and what he thinks for me and what he hopes for me. And he doesn't want me to risk anything for my health, just trying to push through for 1 year. So knowing that he's behind me and he's on my side is a great feeling.
In addition to that, he talked about getting lots of minutes early on as a rookie, and then as time went on, he started to see his role go down a little bit.
Early on in the year, I was like coming off the bench first. I was playing 20 minutes a game, and then it slowly started to decline. But they never told me I was doing anything wrong. They just said, "Hey, listen, like guys, there's the opportunity for guys, and they're taking advantage of it." And then things slowly changed, but. There was nothing that I was doing anything wrong. There was nothing that I needed to do more. It was just, hey, listen, like you're a rookie. We can throw you in there. And when we throw you in there, you're giving us productive minutes. So that's all you can focus on.
Also, DiVincenzo talks about what he needs to work on this upcoming offseason.
Being more consistent. To be able to play with that first group, whether it's the first subbed in, that first unit is you're not really handling the ball that much. Giannis has the ball a lot, Bled has the ball a lot. So you have to find ways to be productive off the ball and get your points and your rebounds and your stats other ways, but to have an impact on the game and just do that consistently. And then when you're with the second group, how to be more aggressive but also be under control.
He also gets into the discussion about Giannis and about how you look he just says Giannis is amazing.
He's an amazing person. Honestly, it's like you look at him on TV and you see the mean face, you see the dunk and he dunks on people and everything like that, and you have this image of him. But then when you're in practice every day with him and he messes up or he does something and you see something, he doesn't have an ego. You can go up to him, me being a rookie, I can go up to him and say, hey, listen, Giannis, you did this, blah, blah, blah. And he takes that, he looks at it on film, and then he applies it to his game, and that's something that's really unique.
The biggest thing about DiVincenzo when he got in as a rookie, and you know, we know this. I mean, it's a very physical game. It's a faster game. But it's really learning the art of basketball and how to watch and how to study. So who does he watch film with?
For me personally, the assistant coach is, like you said, doing an amazing job. But Bledsoe, I watch his film with him. So watching his film with him, I can kind of pick up on what he's looking at. And then when I watch my own film, I'm kind of looking for the same thing.
And he's got guys that help him out. You know, being a rookie, you learn from veterans. We talked about, you know, Pau Gasol, George Hill, even Giannis.
Pau and George are awesome. They're amazing. Like, on and off the court. I just speak for myself on being a rookie. I'm the only rookie. So they go out of their way to make sure I'm involved. They go out of their way to make sure I'm comfortable and I'm learning. And they also just are teaching me the game. I'll sit on the bench with Pau and we'll just talk through the whole game. And we'll talk about what coverage they're doing, how can we exploit that, and how can I get better when I go back on the court. Honestly, early on, I wasn't really looking for it. And now that I'm talking to them more, I can pick up on it really quick when I'm watching the games now. But before, it was just that lack of communication where I wasn't really talking to anybody about it.
Also, one of the questions asked was, you know, because you want to see him come back, you know, and perform well. So what is the recovery timeline here?
The injection was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks where I'm not allowed to basically do anything, just walk around is the only thing I'm allowed to do. Then after that, I'm able to start PT for a couple weeks, and then about 5 to 6 weeks, I can get on the court, but do little things. And then after the eight-week mark is when I can really start ramping it up. And a lot of it stems from the calf. There's two calf muscles, and one can get really tight that's underneath, and that's what causes the heels to kind of take more force. So it's keeping those loose, but also strengthening them at the same time. So it's kind of like a fine line of, all right, we're going to need to increase the weight on certain exercises today, but then, all right, tomorrow we're going to need to really back it off.
And then, you know, as far as the last but not least thing was the mindset, you know, just, you know, he's just kind of working on just trying to get better every day. And once he finally starts working out, that's the goal.
Just by talking to the guys, I don't think there's any pressure. I think, like I said, our mindset is just focused on getting better every day, and that kind of takes care of everything else. We enjoy going to practice. We enjoy doing the little shooting competitions. Like, we enjoy being in the office every single day.
So there you go, Dante DiVincenzo. Just a glimpse as to what we had last night. You can always hear the entire podcast over at radio.com, or just simply go to BillMichaelSports.com. That's BillMichaelSports.com. Really good night last night. Next week, it's either going to be Monday or Tuesday, we're going to be at Rare, which is a new steakhouse in Milwaukee. And so go ahead and check it out, Google it, wherever you want to do. It's downtown Milwaukee, going to be at Rare. And that's going to be our home base for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour for the remainder of the postseason. So this program will continue on. And we'll let you know the dates and times and the guests and all that kind of stuff. I would assume it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get some of the guys during the regular, you know, during the postseason. So, you know, I'm not quite sure, you know, about the guest lineup, but we are going to be at Rare, the new steakhouse downtown Milwaukee, for the remainder of the postseason. So make sure you're listening to the program and listening to the promos and follow MKE B-Ball Hour on many of the social media sites. And it'll tell you right where we're going to be, who's going to be there, and at the times we're going to be there. So there you go. When we come back, got to get him on. The voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. I'm going down Saturday night. I got a speech I got to do on Saturday evening early, and then I'm going to head down to the Admirals game as the Admirals begin to close out their season. I know Billy Currington's in town, and Sherry is geeked. So when you got country music, she's going to be there. So we're going to the game on Saturday night. But Admirals hockey is fantastic. If you haven't been there, it's just so much fun. And they're still kind of pushing towards the postseason. They've been playing some winning hockey as well. And the NHL playoffs are getting ready to get underway. So Aaron Sims, the voice of the Admirals, we're going to chat with him. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are on board today, as always. Thanks for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a good day today. I know they're having a good day right now. If you're talking about being an Admirals fan, holy mackerel. They're rocking it right now. They're rocking it right now. The voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, Aaron Sims, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Aaron, 8 straight, man. You talk about getting a push to get into the postseason. Holy mackerel, they're getting it done.
They were due, yeah. Every team had some kind of a positive streak all season long, and the Admirals started the year in October pretty well, but since then it had been a struggle until March 22nd, and they won 8 straight, now points in 12 straight, and the magic number is still 4 to get into the postseason, but it's a heck of a lot closer than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, how many games remaining on the docket?
Just two. Saturday night, the Admirals play their last regular season game at 6 o'clock against Grand Rapids, and after the game, Billy Currington performs a postgame concert, so it's a heck of a way to end it. And then Sunday, in a game that could mean a ton, they'll take on Rockford, and Rockford is desperately trying to get back in. There's only 4 points separating third and seventh place, so 2 wins separating third and seventh place in the Central Division. And while Rockford needs to leapfrog some teams and get a lot of help, that game could mean everything Saturday or Sunday evening at 6.
Well, I had said before we had you on, I'm coming down Saturday. You know my wife. She's a country fan, so she's all about Perfect. Billy Currington. So we're going to be there. We're going to be screaming and getting crazy. But this has been I kind of counted you out for dead. I kept saying in the promos, well, they're trying to get in the postseason, and then you won. And then you won again. Yeah. And then you won again.
Exactly.
When's the last time they went on a roll like this?
The longest winning streak in franchise history is 10, and that was in November of 2015. So, but at the end of the season, it has been a while since the Admirals went in feeling good. So the mantra sort of around the room right now, or the thought process, is that if we're lucky enough to get in, if we're fortunate enough to get in, we're going to be a hot team going in, and they feel really good about that, about their chances against either Grand Rapids or Chicago is who they will play in the first round. And they've done very well against those teams. They were part of the winning streak that they had. So the Admirals feel pretty good about where they are.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chicago, they've already clinched to get in with 43 wins, 21 losses. They've had some overtime losses and shootouts and such. But for the most part, Grand Rapids has been another team that's more attainable. They had 38 wins as opposed to the Milwaukee Admirals with 34. But I agree with you. Being hot and having a hot goaltender going into the end of the season, that's probably the biggest thing. Groznik has been fantastic, man. He's been stopped. What, 23 shots in the last one?
In the in the last 13 games, the Admirals goaltenders have combined for about a 1.8 goals against average, and Troy's in the 1.7 range in the last 13 games. So, and a save percentage close to 95%. So these guys have been really magnificent. The special teams have been good. They're scoring on the power play now, something they hadn't really done. And it's all starting to click. They made some early moves at the trade deadline, before the trade deadline came around. They made some moves, and it took a while for everybody to gel, and it took a while for people to get back from injury. And now you're seeing the fruits of that. Most of these guys have been healthy and together for the last month and a half, and it seems like it's finally started to gel in the middle of March, like March 10th, let's say. And ever since then, things have been very positive around the Admirals locker room.
So for Admirals fans, and there are a bunch that are coming out of the woodwork, I'm watching them now going down to, we were down Stenny's the other night, and they were all wearing Admirals gear, and people catching
awesome.
The shuttles. And you know, obviously people watch the NHL, and they're Nashville Predators fans. You got a lot of Blackhawks fans and stuff, so you're heating up that time of year. But give me your gut feeling, likelihood of getting into the postseason.
I think the Admirals have a pretty good shot, whether it's third or fourth. I have a feeling right now it's going to be third. There's a lot of teams that, you know, Manitoba has to play two with Chicago and one with Grand Rapids. There's Iowa is in a free fall. They have to play tonight. If Iowa loses at Grand Rapids tonight, it would be Iowa's ninth straight loss. So it's. I think the Admirals will get in. I think they'll take third, and I think they'll play Grand Rapids in a first-round best-of-five series beginning sometime next week.
Which will be fantastic, and hopefully at some point we're going to make it down to enjoy it. Now, I do got to ask you some NHL hockey, because now we're starting to creep in the end of the season. I know you're all about that as well. So let's talk about the NHL and where it stands right now. Give me some of the thoughts as we head towards the postseason in this really long NHL season.
Yeah, right now it's awfully hard to bet against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They have
the
best goaltender. They have two of the best defensemen in hockey, including former Badger Ryan McDonagh, who's been magnificent. They have Nikita Kucherov, who scored about 130 points this year. Nobody has done that in years. Steven Stamkos was the ninth leading scorer in the league. He's a legitimate superstar. Tampa Bay is just loaded. Steve Yzerman put that thing together, and John Cooper is the perfect coach for that franchise, and it's hard to bet against them. That being said, Boston had a tremendous year this season, and they've started to rotate goaltenders a little bit in Boston, which has been interesting. But up front, Brad Marchand, he's still the pest, but he's taken his game to a new level, and Boston's awfully interesting. There are so many people who think the champion this year is going to come out of the East, between those two teams specifically. Boston has an interesting first-round matchup with Toronto. Tampa has an interesting one with Columbus. And it's interesting with Columbus because the Blue Jackets went all in. They traded for every pending free agent, it seems, all the superstar free agents that could walk next year, including one they had on their roster already in Artemi Panarin. They could have dealt him. They know he's likely to leave, but they hung on, and they're trying to do something. So it was a real interesting move that Columbus made to get into the playoffs and try to do something with really the best possible talent that they could. So it's going to be interesting to watch. In the West, I think it's wide open. I mean, Nashville finished strong. They were kind of
They've won three straight to get in, yeah.
Exactly, but they went 8-2-1, I think, down the stretch. And Pecorine has flashed his old self. And they added a young player from Boston University who was a first-round pick a couple of years ago named Dante Fabro, who's going to help them on the blue line. He'll be in the third pair, but it solidifies that lineup. Kyle Turris has started to play better, the former Badger. So they're starting to make some noise at the right time while Winnipeg is faltering. St. Louis came really out of nowhere. They were the worst team in the league on January 1st, and they found their way into the playoffs. And it's really a remarkable story. The coaching job that Craig Berube has done, and a rookie goaltender named Jordan Binnington, who has been in the organization forever, and he's just been passed over by everybody. They just never thought of him. As a matter of fact, he was loaned to a different organization last year to play because they didn't have time to develop him, so to speak. So now he's come up, and he's won 22 out of 26 games or some ridiculous number like that. So St. Louis is interesting. San Jose has to be interesting because they're loaded from top to bottom, but their goaltending is a question mark, and you can't discount Vegas. It's you know, they were there last year, and they have a playoff-proven goaltender and a group of players who still have a chip on their shoulders. So the West is more open than the East, I think, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
I got to ask you, because I know there's people in the area that pay attention, but the Blackhawks, they were eliminated from postseason play, only 84 points in the season, 36-34 in wins and losses. And they were, by the way, negative 22 when it came to a goal differential this year.
Yeah.
Just what happened to them? Did they just get old that fast with some bad contracts?
That was a part of it, yes. That certainly was a part of it. And then you had Corey Crawford's injury problems, and Corey Crawford's not only getting older, but his injury issues. So Cam Ward is a nice number two, and they did a good thing to go out and get a better number two than what they had last year. Nothing against Anton Forsberg, but Cam Ward has won a Stanley Cup in his past with Carolina, and he's been a number one goalie in the league. So they did a pretty good job there. They started to piece some things together at the end, and they've added some good young players, and they're starting to get more acclimated to the lineup. The trade they made, Jordan Schmaltz, who's from Verona, Wisconsin, traded to Arizona to get Dylan Strome. That's going to work out well for both teams. Schmaltz has signed an extension already with the Coyotes, so that worked out very well for both clubs. Jeremy Colliton is a young coach. He's only going to get better, and I think he's a tremendous coach already. And then last night, they had a 2.5% chance of getting the first pick in the draft, and they ended up moving all the way to third. So from, I think they were at 13th or 12th, and they ended up with the third overall pick in this summer's draft. So they're going to get a good player there too. They have good players in Rockford. That Rockford team is getting healthy, and the Blackhawks, it won't be long. That's going to be a fast turnaround, what they're doing in Chicago.
By the way, we're talking with Aaron Sims, the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, who continue to push forward and try to get themselves into the postseason. They got an 8-game win streak. They're playing again this weekend down at the UWM Panther Arena. Billy Currington playing on the Summerfest stage after the fact. I did want to ask you, you mentioned Pekka Rene, and I remember seeing him play going back to the Bradley Center. So how many years he got left in him with Nashville?
He signed a 2-year extension, so this the 1920 and the 2021 season. So his contract will come up at the end of 21. He'll be 37 or 38 at that point, and the thought is that will be his swan song. So we'll see. I mean, you know, it's his prerogative to keep playing, and I'm a full believer that players should play until they tell you to stop playing. So if he wants to keep playing, if somebody's going to pay him, by all means, go ahead. But I think he's a one-organization guy, and I think he still has some good hockey in him. I think he's slowing down a little bit, and that's not a bad thing because they have a good number two in Juuse Saros. But I think Pekka is going to – he's at least going to fulfill his contract, and then we'll see from there.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, and hopefully they can get a Stanley Cup before he retires because that's the only thing he's got left in his career.
It really is, yeah, and I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer as a player. He's close, and a Stanley Cup would certainly help him. His longevity, there's something to be said about that. But here's something really schmaltzy and cliche, but he's a Hall of Famer as a person. He's about the nicest guy you could meet, mm-hmm. So you can't help but root for a guy like that. I hope they do for a multiple reasons. I hope they win a Stanley Cup.
And he played for the Admirals. We had a chance to see him first. That's the best part
about it. Played 3 years here, indeed. Yeah. Yes.
No doubt. Aaron, it's always good to talk to you. I will see you down there on Saturday night. I know you enjoy, you know, wearing your boots and throwing on your big hat and country music and stepping in cow pies and stuff. So I look forward to cow pieing with you, man.
We'll get after that. I look forward to it, too.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Giannis, there's some people upset with him. My advice is stop it. Tell you what it is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right. All right.
You know the theme song, Space Jam. We all know what it was about. Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny. And the whole cast of characters. Well, apparently, Giannis has been asked to appear in Space Jam. I'm not kidding. I'll tell you more about it coming up here in a second. Reminding you that our friends over at Van Horn Automotive, they know what a 90-day test drive is because they are the home of the 90-day test drive. Go to Van Horn Auto, see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. Do what I did. I picked up the Ram 1500, went to the dealership in Plymouth. Now, they have 15 dealerships all over the state, and they one across the border. So you can go to any one of the Van Horn Automotive dealerships. They've got many different cars, makes, models, domestic imports, many different service departments. Everybody at every dealership is an owner, by the way. Family born, employee owned, that's their motto. And if you want to get treated right, get a vehicle that's of your choice that you can take 90 days, hang out with it, do whatever with it. Find out if you're going to like it. If you don't like it, bring it back. No further commitment. If you do like it, you can get up to $2,000 off. It's that simple. But you got to see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. And they have new and used, by the way. So it's not just one vehicle that they have. They have many different types of vehicles. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Space Jam wants to be recasted. And apparently Giannis has been asked to appear in Space Jam. And which is great, right? He's a personable guy. Just look at that Associated Bank commercial. Is it Associated or BMO Harris? I think it's BMO Harris.
BMO Harris.
Where he goes in and he's got that bobblehead and he's wiggling his head around and everything. And it's a great commercial. He's got a tremendous personality. So they wanted him to be in this movie. And Giannis has turned it down. He just wants to concentrate on basketball and winning a championship. That's it. I mean, it's on one hand, it would be great. Giannis representing Milwaukee and, you know, that kind of thing. And on the other hand, it is so refreshing to hear Giannis go, I don't need the money. I don't need the fame. I just want to win a championship. You got to appreciate that.
In this story from Malika Andrews of ESPN, it says being in the film would have required him to give up 2 weeks of private workouts to train with his fellow stars while making the movie.
He didn't want to do it.
Quote from Giannis, I don't like being Hollywood. I don't like all this extra drama. I am just going to try to be me. And when we talk about Giannis leaving the Bucks in a couple of years and people freaking out about it, a quote like that reinforces big markets are probably not where he wants to go. Los Angeles.
You want to keep Giannis here, just keep winning basketball games. Keep good people around him. It's that simple. He didn't want to go anywhere else. He likes this. Smallest market he could probably go to is Milwaukee. So he doesn't want all of that. He doesn't want the drama. He doesn't want the glitz and glam of Hollywood. And now you've got people in Hollywood, out in L.A., and some of the other larger fan bases calling him toxic and a diva. Because that's not for him. So be it. Go for it. We know better, but go for it. If that's what you want to call him, you're crazy, but go for it.
I do think it's kind of unfortunate, though, that he's not going to be in this movie. Can you imagine?
I think as a Giannis fan, maybe it's a little unfortunate, but as a Bucks fan, an NBA fan, a guy that wants to just concentrate on getting better and winning championships? When's the last time we had anybody like that in this town that didn't at some point go Hollywood? You know, that was that big. I guess you could say Ryan Braun, but Ryan Braun, you know, different circumstances popped up. I mean,
well,
right,
Aaron Rodgers is Hollywood.
He's Hollywood.
He's been Hollywood.
You know, Brett Favre was golly gee oh shucks, but he became untouchable. You know, he became bigger than life. Giannis is bigger than life, but he's grounded. You know, I mean, just listen to DiVincenzo last night saying, you know, right up to Giannis. I mean, Giannis is coming to him. Giannis is looking for information from everybody to get better. You know, what do I need to do? What do you see? He was saying, he and Giannis, they'll go in and go to film study. He'll say, this is what I was telling you about. You know, you didn't do this right. Or you made a move here. You could have done this. They're sharing information. It's not that one has more experience than the other or one's better than the other in the sense of being able to pick out flaws. It's just guys chatting like, hey, man, you do this, you're going to be great. Everybody's trying to better everybody. And he just wants to get better. I agree with you. I would love to see Giannis be in Space Jam. But on the other hand, it's like, I'm just glad this guy just wants to win and be in Milwaukee. This is why I keep telling people, you know, people keep talking about, well, what are you going to do in 2 years and 4 years and how many championships? And stop. You haven't won anything since 71. Shut up. Just enjoy it right now. Tomorrow will come. The sun's going to come up. Decisions will be made. We all know that. But right now, you have got the best record in the NBA with one of the biggest superstars. You're getting ready to go into the postseason and try to get that first round bugaboo off your back. Just enjoy the ride right now.
Be gone. Wanna be gone.
There you go. Just be. Got a lot more coming up. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. He is going to join us, talk some MLB. Coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.